Welcome to the Business Success Network podcast with me, Stacey Calder, helping you to grow yourself and grow your business with tools, tips and techniques. It's Stacey Calder here with the Business Success Network podcast. I am joined today by the ever incredible Duncan Price.
Hello.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself, actually, Duncan, because I think you'll do it far more justice than I will.
So I'm a hypnotherapist, psychotherapist and mindset coach. And basically, the human mind is amazing and people are really, really good at using it to trip themselves up and get in their way. And what I do is I spend my life helping people to empower themselves to use that same strength to actually move themselves forward instead and help them to get to where they want to.
That sounds fantastic. And see, I wouldn't have managed to get in the hypnotherapist and all the other stuff, so I would have forgotten it. So,
well, they're all just labels anyway. They're not important.
They are, you know, and we either love or hate labels, don't we? So, yeah. So, mindset, this is a massive topic. And I think, actually, you are probably our first guest that's going to cover it specifically.
No pressure at all.
I mean, it does, obviously, it pops up with in some of the business tips and things like that that we've had on the show, but nobody actually has been on the show specifically that deals with mindset. And it's such a big thing. Obviously, we had to get you on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
That's cool. So, first part then, we always look at who you are, what your background is, your story so far, that kind of thing. So how did you get into it?
Well, how long have we got? So when
about 8 minutes.
So if I go right back to the beginning, but don't worry, I won't stay there too long. Actually, when I was a lot younger, much, much younger, there were a few things that I kind of went through that I experienced that really helped me to realize how much power I already had over my experience of the world. I didn't realize how profound that thinking was or how useful that would be until much, much later in life. But actually, the real starting point was way back when I was much younger, and some of the things that I experienced, which until I looked back on them in later life, didn't really mean anything or make a lot of sense at all. The time that it really started and that I went down this path and particularly became it all started to work on hypnotherapy specifically, I met a bloke who was a hypnotherapist. And I thought, what a load of, insert word here, depending on how polite you want your podcast to be. I didn't believe it at all. I thought it was a load of rubbish. So I'd already had a lot of preconceptions, as many people do, about stage hypnosis and what that's all about. I thought it was all about controlling people. And I'd also encountered what I refer to as the pink and fluffy side of hypnosis. You know, people who do it purely for relaxation and similar to other pink and fluffy things. Now, that's all well and good. That's great. There's absolutely a place for that. And if it helps people, brilliant. But it's just not me, and it doesn't sit right with me, because I'm a very analytical and scientific person, and I kind of always have been. So when I first met this bloke, and I thought, what a load of rubbish, he then explained what it's really all about. And not going into too much detail, basically, there's two main elements to hypnosis. You have suggestion and you have trance. So the trance-like state is the thing that everyone associates with hypnosis. And the first thing to realize is that that's actually completely normal, completely natural, and everyone enters into some form of trance on a pretty much daily basis. For example, when you take a drive that you make every day and you get to your destination and suddenly realize you're there and have no recollection of the journey. Or when you're in a supermarket queue and there's like half a dozen people in front of you and before you know it, can I help? Oh, sorry, I was somewhere else. I drifted off. Anytime you find yourself saying something like that, basically what's happening is you've entered into a form of trance space. Your conscious mind has started wandering off to wherever it might be, probably started thinking about what you're going to wear, what you're going to have for dinner, whatever it might be, and has eventually just switched off and the subconscious taken over. Then the other side of it is suggestion. And again, we're surrounded by suggestions every day, whether that's blatant suggestions like an advert in a newspaper or a billboard, or whether it's more subtle things that people don't even necessarily mean as suggestion, like when you walk into a networking room full of people you know and they go, oh, you're looking good today, and it makes you feel good, or you're right, you look tired, and suddenly you realize how tired you feel. It's all just suggestions. And the most powerful suggestions come from yourself. And what hypnosis is really all about, or what hypnotherapy is all about really, is connecting those suggestions in the right way that work for you on that internal level, so that you can basically, because we all use suggestion anyway all the time, just we're really good at using it to get in our own way, right? Oh, I've never been any good at that. I always struggle with this. Those kind of things. And if you're saying that sort of thing to yourself, well, it becomes true because you keep focusing on it. So really, a big part of it is just being a bit nicer to yourself.
And we all need to do that, don't we?
Yeah. So then I went and learned self-hypnosis, was blown away by how beneficial it was and how much I could do with it for myself. And it was actually during that course where I was learning self-hypnosis that I was laying there on the floor, staring up at the ceiling, thinking, this guy just has the best job in the world. He gets to spend his whole life not just helping people, but allowing them and showing them how to help themselves. And that's when I decided that's what I want to do. Which is what really started my journey into then studying hypnotherapy, NLP, EFT, CBT. I could throw 3-letter acronyms at you all day. Yeah.
Don't, because I will get confused the amount of stuff that you actually do and have to your tool belt, so to speak. So you obviously went through the process of training and learning, and then, so what was it about having your own business that kind of, you know, spurred you on? Because obviously you could have gone and worked in a practice or something like that, but you decided to go self-employed and do it all.
That's a really good question. So I think two things. One was that I just always saw that as the right way of doing it. What I mean by that is that the bloke that I learned from, who initially kind of inspired me and got me into it, he was self-employed. My dad was self-employed. I met the guy networking, so I was already kind of doing networking. I'd already started my own business. It was rubbish because I had no idea what I was doing, but I learned a lot of lessons from getting it wrong. So it just seemed like the most logical route to go down, and particularly it was really important to me to do what was right for my clients. And I felt like if I belonged to a company or was working for an organization doing it, I didn't want to be restricted by this is how we do things. I wanted to put the client at the center of it and do what was right for them and create the structure around what they needed, not what I think they need or what an organization and boss tells me I need to do.
Brilliant. That sounds amazing. And I've seen obviously some of the, well, I'm obviously not in the room, but I've seen some of the stuff that you've done. I've heard testimonials. You're obviously very good at what you do. And just that whole putting the client first thing, I think, comes across really well. This is going slightly off subject now, but you said you had your own business before. What was it? Now you said it was rubbish, I want to know.
No, it's fine. I did audiovisual stuff. So I'd been a theatre technician and done like lighting and sound for theatre productions, music, all sorts of things like that. And I'd also done, I'd run a charity film company for a while as well, which I did purely because I wanted to play with expensive equipment that I couldn't afford. So I started a charity where other people would fund it. And I was able to use the time and the money and the effort of playing with all of that fun stuff, but share it with the community and people who otherwise wouldn't get a chance, would just be kicking around on the streets without anything decent to do with their life.
Feeling of community and care and, you know, giving back and, you know, that whole thing. Fantastic. Right. Well, we are going to leave it there for part one, and we will be back for part two, where we're going to talk about your business successes and plans for the future.
Ooh, exciting.
If you've enjoyed our podcast today, come over and find us on Facebook. Join our free Facebook group, Business Success Network. Hi everybody, I am back with Duncan Price from Mind Affinity, and we are here for part two, where we're going to talk about business success. And I'm sure Duncan has a great. Well, everybody thinks of business success in a different way, don't they? So some people see it as a money thing. Some people see it about, you know, community, all those kinds of things. So Duncan, what does business success mean to you? And then do you want to share some of your successes and your plans for the future?
Totally. If I were to put it into one word, business success to me is about flexibility. It's about having the flexibility to do what's right for me. It's about also having the flexibility to help people, because ultimately that's why I'm in business. That's why I do what I do, because I love helping people.
You
did before then. I did, didn't I? But I held it back. I love helping people. And here's the thing, like, this is where you can really take a lesson from. I'm still learning. A lesson that I'm still learning, but I've got so much better at from when I first started this business. At first, I love helping people. I got into business to help people. And in my mind, not logically, but on some level, that was separate to making money, right?
Right.
Because you can't be rich and a good person, right? Which is rubbish, of course. And
but
I'm
you
still
often
not...
find that, don't you? A lot of people will say, you know, a lot of people in business, especially when they first start out, have this massive issue with wanting to discount their services, value their time, all that kind of thing. So, I mean, I'm sure you see it more than I do. You've got to deal with that mindset.
Absolutely. For the first year in my business, I didn't really undervalue my time for the most part. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there was a part of that. But yeah, for like my whole first year in business, if you ask me, well, what does success look like for you? What do you want out of your business? What are you doing this for? What are your long-term goals? My answer would have been, I just want to make enough money to keep helping people, because I do this because I love helping people. And I'm passionate about it. I want to keep doing it. So all I really want is enough money to keep doing that. Which is stupid for a number of reasons. One, if you only ever want enough, guess what? You're only going to have enough. And no one really wants to just have enough, because then you don't have the ability to grow. You don't have the ability to do bigger things, better things, and ultimately help more people. It's not a choice between earn more money or help more people. Actually, if you earn more money as a business, if you're more successful financially, that allows you to create and discover bigger and better opportunities and be ready to seize those opportunities, which in turn lets you help more people. So for the whole first year of my business, I really, really held myself back, not realizing quite that was why or what I was doing, which is daft given what I do for a living, right? Because I help other people with mindset stuff. I was doing all right, but I certainly wouldn't consider that success. The second year of my business, started to see a change to that. And then toward the end of that second year, or sort of mid part of that second year, was where everything really shifted for me. And now, yeah, success is absolutely about flexibility. Flexibility to seize opportunities, flexibility to help more people, flexibility to grow my business so that I have flexibility in my own personal life. Because that's so important, which then keeps me happier and in a better place to help more people and grow the business more. And it all works together to help growth. It's all about growth, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you kind of touched on something there that I like to focus on, which is that, you know, so many people, especially early on in their business, they plow hours and hours and hours into it. Like you say, with that mindset of, oh, but I'm helping people, and they're discounting and they're doing all these kinds of things. And actually what they're doing is running themselves into the ground. Their business starts running them rather than the other way around. And they almost forget about that personal time. And I know you are a big fan of, I meant to say sleep then, but then people are going to think you sleep all day. You are a big fan
of quality of sleep.
Yes, quality of sleep. And you've been doing stuff in your online community, Facebook group with that. And it's been fantastic, actually, because we do have a bit of a laugh and joke that I never sleep. But it's massively important, isn't it? That it's not just about sleep. It is about having that personal downtime and stuff like that.
People need to look after themselves. It's really important. And especially if you're someone who loves helping other people, great, that's awesome. But you can't do that if you don't put yourself first and look after yourself in the process.
And so is that, you know, why would people come along to have an appointment with you? Why would they come and see you? What is it that you really love to help them with?
Cool. So I'm every marketer's worst nightmare when I turn around and say, I actually really love the variety in my business and helping lots of different people for lots of different reasons based on just whatever it is in terms of mindset, psychology, habit that gets in their way. But of course, that's not really the answer you're supposed to give to this kind of question. So if I were to pick my perfect example of the one-to-one clients that I see, so like I do corporate stuff and other things as well, of course. I love big speaking gigs and empowering on a group level. But in terms of the one-to-one...
That might be where we should say, you haven't said yet on this podcast, I love the sound of my own voice. Because
I do.
People that have heard you speak will often hear you start with, I am Duncan Price and I love the sound of my own voice. And it was mentioned to me the other day. I was asked whether it is something that you put on for your work or whether you actually talk like this. So
it's not. Like, how I'm talking now is exactly how I talk. Don't get me wrong, I adjust my voice to suit the situation. So if I'm talking to a big room full of people, then obviously I'm going to project more. I'm going to make sure my words are clearer and my voice is louder. But that's not, it's still my voice. And if I'm working one-to-one with a client, particularly if we're using hypnosis, then obviously my voice becomes a lot softer, more gentle, and some of the sounds become more elongated to allow people to relax even more. But it's still me and it's still my voice. And this, how I'm talking now, this is absolutely how I, well, you know me well enough, you've seen me one-to-one, this is how I talk all the time, right?
It is, unless you've been putting it on for a very, very long time, which, you know, take my hat off to you.
I don't have the concentration power for that, not over that length of time.
So you've mentioned them one-to-one clients, because that is what you're really passionate about.
Yes, so if I were to pick, like, my customer avatar, if you like, it's the kind of person who, you know, and I'm using air quotes, you can't see that on a podcast, but has always had issues with anxiety. You know, they've always been a bit of a worrier. And then something comes along and happens, which makes it a load worse. Now, that could be a big thing in terms of like trauma and that kind of thing, which is, you know, obviously more challenging. And I love that kind of thing. Or it could be something as simple as, you know, moving out to uni or parents breaking up or just a change in life circumstances that then leads to that anxiety becoming a bigger problem, something that actually gets in their way on a day-to-day basis and holds them back. Normally, what then happens is that they go and get some support. They have their six sessions of CBT that they can get on the NHS. And then from that, because the people that I work with most with anxiety and related issues, they're intelligent people and they're creative people. And it's that intelligence and that creativity that actually creates the problem. Because what happens is they begin to really overthink and overanalyze, and then they try and fight against it. And the more you fight against it, the worse it's going to be, because you're always going to lose because your subconscious is way more powerful. So they go through and they have these sessions of CBT, and now they understand why they overthink things. They understand what the thought processes is and what's going on. And that's brilliant. But a lot of the time, people don't actually feel any different. And so they still feel that way and they still overthink things. But now, because they're intelligent as well, they start to beat themselves up because they understand what they need to do differently. They understand why they should think differently. But it doesn't actually change anything. And then they end up feeling even worse. That's the point. Well, I'd love it if they found me sooner. But generally, that's the point when people go, well, I've tried everything else, and come and speak to me. And then I help them to understand that actually that they have all the power that they need to overcome, if you like, though I don't like that term, the anxiety, because they've been using that power for so long to make their problem worse. Instead of fighting against that power, embrace that power and use it to actually propel yourself forward. So that's probably my most common, well, that is definitely my most common one-to-one client that I work with.
Fantastic. So I guess that kind of leads us on to your future plans then. So I'm sure you've got many, having sat with you yesterday, actually, and we did a bit of a day of planning and I wasn't say focus, but I'm not sure there was much focus. There was there was definitely lunch, I know that much, and a lot of chatter. But yeah, what's the plans for the future then, Duncan?
Well,
I've got to share them now. So
well, the stuff that I can share publicly, wink. So growing my Facebook group. My Facebook group is awesome. So I started a Facebook group purely because I wanted somewhere positive and supportive online, because there's so much stuff that happens online which is not necessarily very helpful for mental health and well-being. So I wanted to create a place where people could have and find that support, and could talk openly about whatever's on their mind and get help and learn to empower themselves, but also learn to empower others at the same time. So part of my plans for the future is to do even more with that to help the people that are already in there more and bring more people in.
So you better plug it quickly then. What's it called?
It's called Empower Yourself and Others.
Nice. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to recognize it quite instantly as mine. It's got lots of blue color to it, and it has mine. It's linked with Mind Affinity, which is obviously my business page. So that's one thing that I want to do is give even more value to the, because it's awesome. The people in there are so great and they've been so supportive of each other. And I really want to make sure I give back even more to them. So that's one big focus for me. I guess the other thing that's coming up later in the year. So I'm going to Australia soon for a big month out. But when I get back, one of the things I'm going to be focusing on is doing more of the corporate work. So going into companies, large and small, and doing a workplace wellbeing assessment where I kind of assess the workplace and then feedback to people with a report on areas that they can improve the environment for their staff, to improve their staff wellbeing, which obviously helps the company because then they have better staff retention, better less absenteeism and more productivity. But it also helps the individuals that might not otherwise be able to access and get to the help and support that I can give people. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, I think that pretty much covers part two. So we are going to come back in a minute. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds, really, just to think of your three top tips before we come back for part three.
I'm Duncan Price from Mind Affinity. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you want to know more, or if you'd like some tips and advice on how to sleep better and get a better quality of sleep, check out my sleep guide. It's available for free to download from mindaffinity.co.uk, and then just find the link for sleep. If you want to know more and you want more advice and tips, just check out Facebook for Empower Yourself and Others. I'll see you in the group.
Okay, everybody, we are back for part three of the Business Success Network podcast, and I am joined with Duncan Price from Mind Affinity, who is now going to share his top three tips with us. I'm guessing they're going to be about mindset, but I might be wrong.
So, yeah, kind of. It's how to have an ace life. That's what I'm going to share my top three tips on. So ace, A, C, and E. That's why it's three tips, right? So A stands for air, A-I-R. Because in life and in business, you are responsible for three things. In my opinion, you're responsible for only three things, but you are absolutely responsible for all three of those things. The first is your actions. You are absolutely responsible for your actions. And I don't think anyone really disagrees with that. If you go and punch someone in the face, that was your choice. That was your action. You're responsible for it. The second is your inactions. So the stuff you don't do, you know, like when you haven't paid that parking fine yet, so now it's going to cost you even more because you just buried it and forgot about it. Yeah, the thing you didn't do, still your fault. You can't blame the parking company for that. You're the one who didn't pay it. Better still, look at the action as well. Don't park there in the first place. You never would have had to worry about it. So actions, inactions. And the third one is your reactions. This is the one that takes people a bit more practice and they don't always get straight away, which is you are just as responsible for the way that you react to other people's actions and inactions. If somebody calls you a bad word that I won't use on a podcast, you have the choice to decide how you react to that. You have that power. don't blame their actions for the way that you choose to behave afterwards. Actions, inactions, reactions. So that's the first tip. Take responsibility of those three things. The second thing, the C in ACE, is about control. There are things in life that you can control. There are things in life that you can't control. I could make quotes from ancient Greek philosophers, from the Bible, and from modern thinkers as well, that all basically say the same thing of learn to embrace the stuff you can control and accept the stuff that you can't. The things that you can control more than anything else, actions, inactions, and reactions. Focus on them. If there's something outside of that that you can't control, by focusing on those things, you may be able to influence it, but you can absolutely know that you've done the bits that are right for you. And it's a whole load of energy wasted trying to deal with things that you can't control. So focus on the things you can. Which brings us then to the third point, the E in ACE. And I cheated slightly here because actually, if I was to use English, it would be ACS. And that sounds like a furniture company. So I've gone over to Latin. E is for ego, meaning self. You absolutely need to put yourself first. If you don't look after yourself, how can you really effectively help anyone else anyway? We're very British, right? And we have this thing about not putting ourselves first, like not wanting to be selfish, needing to help other people. And do you know what? Yeah, that's great. And that is a brilliant thing to do, but you can't do it if you don't look after yourself. Looking after yourself isn't the same as trampling on other people to get to where you want to get to. But looking after yourself and putting yourself first. I mean, you're a mum, you get this. Yeah? It's so easy to have demands for everyone else around you, but would you be able to meet those if you didn't look after yourself in the meantime? No. So you need to put yourself first. And, you know, that goes back to what I was saying sort of at the start of my business when I was all about helping other people. Well, I'm still all about helping other people, but I realized that to do that, I need to make sure I'm in the right place. And part of making sure I'm in the right place is having a successful business. Part of that is making the money that I need to make. So money isn't this big scary thing. It's what you do with it that makes the difference.
And actually,
actions, inactions, and reactions, what you can control and what you can't, and looking after yourself first. Those are my three tips.
Then they're brilliant. And I love that the end bit there about looking after yourself. We talked about this in the car coming back from somewhere the other day where it was. And I've completely lost my train of thought and I have no idea what I was going to say.
Is that because you started thinking about the other things we were talking about in the car on the way back?
Well, I wasn't actually, and I'm not going to talk about them on a podcast because you will be more embarrassed than I will. However, it is that thing of looking after yourself and it is mindset and it is important. I am, I'm a massive fan of telling others to do this, but actually it's holding ourselves accountable as well. So it's a great reminder there for all of us, mums and business owners and everyone really, isn't it? So, okay, any final words from Duncan Price before we head off?
Final words. You didn't prep me for this bit. Do you know what final words are? Human beings are amazing, right? We have so much power. If one human being has immense power and can do amazing things beyond what the average person does, then everyone has the ability to do that. The only difference is that that person tapped into it. You have so much power inside you. Every single person listening to this podcast, yes, you right now have everything you need inside you. All you need to do is connect with it. All you need to do is push the other stuff out of the way and focus on it because it's there. Like confidence, especially. You're not born nervous and shy and retiring. You're born confident. No baby ever went, I'm quite hungry, but I won't make a noise and cry about it because I don't want to disturb anyone. No, you're born with absolute confidence. You've got it still inside you. Connect with it and you can do amazing things. Here you go. Those are my slightly waffly, preachy last words for you.
Yes. That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Duncan. You've been an amazing guest. And I know that I will see you soon. Everybody else, check out Duncan's group, as he mentioned earlier, and his website as well.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.